Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hundreds of mainline publications in England and the U.S. and Canada admit they are tracking your cell phones in real time, dialing in with AI computers, randomly listening to everything you're saying and doing. Face scanning cameras track you. License plate reading cameras track you. Digital photos you take for driver's license or IDs or passports are already in global databases since 2000 under international treaty. They now have shouting telescreens going in New York, in England. They have all over the U.S. and England ultra-low frequency weapon systems called the Mosquito and others to, quote, bother people under 20 because the bones in your ear. I know you don't believe me. Check it out. They're already using sound warfare weapons from New York to London to, quote, keep young people off the street because they, quote, shouldn't be on the street. They should stay indoors. I mean, we're already under mega laboratory testing. I mean, they're moving out of beta into the main operation right now. And I want to explain something. I was peacefully in England talking to people on the side of the street, and police came over and said, I'm putting you in a terror database. Turn your camera off. You don't talk to people on the streets of London. I mean, folks, in Moscow 30 years ago, that would happen to you. Beijing, they don't even do that to you. We are worse than Beijing. And Steve refused to give him his ID for a while until they threatened to attack him, and then he gave it to him, and they said, you are now in a database, and it's admitted millions of Britons a year are put in the database. Steve Watson, finish up. Just your thoughts.
Yeah, I remember that day when you were in London, we were filming with you. That was the day we were in Parliament Square. That was the day before they banned organized protest within a certain distance of Parliament Square. And I remember the cops came over to you and they said, told you to stop filming, etc. And then I said to them, you know, what's he doing? He's not done anything wrong. He hasn't broken any laws. It's not illegal to do this, is it? And they said it will be tomorrow. And they said it with such satisfaction. It really sent sort of chills up and down my spine. And we've seen since then people in that area arrested for reading out the names of dead soldiers from newspapers.
But it wasn't just there. Remember in another part of London, we were just out by shops interviewing people. Remember the lady with the oranges? It was a vegetable shop, a fruit shop.
Yeah.
And she's the one that says, give up your liberty for freedom. And then the cops just come over and say, turn your camera off. You can't videotape in London.
Yeah, it was just after the London bombings. And since then, you know, the visible police presence has declined slightly, but the attitude and the mood really hasn't changed at all. In fact, it's probably got more insidious.
Well, it's time for people in England to stop putting up with this. And everybody needs to get this for their children and use this article as an example of the state's not your friend. The state puts poison in your water and food, son, daughter. You know, all we have is the family. And you'll find your children will start behaving better. And, you know, people need to do what my dad did. When I was growing up, he took me to Salvation Army at Christmas to feed people with soup lines to see what getting on drugs or not listening to your parents does. People, you need to take your children to volunteer at hospitals, to volunteer at Salvation Armies and soup kitchens, as I did Christmas after Christmas and many other times. And, you know, you can also go visit people in government wards, automobile accident victims and others. You know, that'll really get your children straight and let them know the government is your enemy. Now, our founding fathers taught that, and all the good old boys I knew are all dead, all the old World War II vets and older. All they did was sit around talking bad about the government. Many of them were in government. So that's what America's about, is distrusting and disliking the government, greedily guarding your liberty and freedom. Bottom line, Steve, anything else?
No, that's about it, really. I mean, going back to the climate cops, it is classic tyranny, really, because it's turning the traditional role of the family on its head, and it's turning the kids into the policers of the parents. And anyone will tell you studied, you know, tyranny or even dystopia in literature, that theme is in every single example of it.
It is the archetype.
Yeah.
The creme de la creme, the to the hilt, the ultimate, the penultimate, the most hardcore manifestation of black-hearted mass murder evil. And to all you idiots that serve the system, you're going to be chewed up by it too. InfoWars.net. Thank you, Steve.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
my... Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and there's a podcast that now 60,000 people a day are getting. It was 50 about a month ago. Sometimes it's even bigger, but free podcast at InfoWars.com. Just click on the listen page. Subscribe for free to your MP3 or iPod device. You can even make a collection of them there. Pass them around. Give them to folks. We don't know how long the web in its current form will be there. Canadian government and others are announcing they plan to start shutting down what is known as Web 1 and going to the controlled Web 2.0 system, as we've warned you for years, now manifesting. Also, the internet streams restream every day for 20 hours after the four-hour show ends for the next 20 hours until we're back live. 20 hours later, it restreams back-to-back at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, TruthNews.us, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net. Why do we have so many sites? Because our sites get attacked routinely, and sometimes they go down. We always have auxiliaries there for you that mirror InfoWars and Prison Planet, the main sites, but also have a lot of their own original content, videos, articles, documents, audios, daily, like InfoWars.net. It's our third largest site. Fourth largest is PrisonPlanet.tv. Then we have TruthNews.us, JonesReport.com. InfoWars, of course, is the biggest now. It has supplanted Prison Planet. Now, I want to go back to Lindsey Williams because the information he's been bringing out is so important. I rarely have guests 2 days in a row, but this is important information, and people are rightfully very interested. And also Dr. Stan Monteith, who has a show weeknights right in the afternoon right here on the GCN Radio Network as well. RadioLiberty.com is his website. And I want to give both men the floor for the rest of this segment to first recap the incredible information, both of you at the same time, you guys mediate between each other, on the basic info of what you've said in the past, Lindsey Williams, in a nutshell. Again, who you are, abbreviated, what you've been told, and then why this is so important from Dr. Stan Monteith. And then for the balance of the hour, at the bottom of the hour, in about 20 minutes, I want to open the phones up for anybody who wants to call in, specifically for issues of energy and the geopolitical ramifications of what Mr. Williams is saying, if it is indeed is true. He has a very credible track record. He did tell Dr. Monteith 6-7 weeks before he then publicly broke this news what he said started unfolding, some of the announcements. And so trust but verify. We've already gotten a few green lights verifying what he's saying. So we're taking a very close look, and a closer look today at this. So Lindsey Williams and Dr. Monteith, you're both on together. You guys are hosting the show right now. I want to see and hear what you guys have to say. In fact, let's do this. Let's throw it to Dr. Monteith and let him conduct the interview for 20 minutes with our guests. Go ahead, Dr. Monteith.
All right, fine. Well, Lindsey has the important part of the story. So, Lindsey, you go ahead and tell the story and the information you want to get out.
Good morning, Alex, and also Dr. Stan. And thank you for allowing me the privilege. I feel honored to be back here 2 days straight in a row. So, yes, it all began 35 years ago with me. I had the privilege, by the grace of God, and it couldn't have been anything but the providence of God, of literally living with the elite of the world for 3 years' time. Now, I won't go back into that story at all. I will come directly up to what happened to me about 9 weeks ago now, to be exact. Had the most startling phone call I ever had in my life. And believe you me, when you get a phone call from people such as this status, you don't take it lightly. And on the other end of the line, they said, Lindsey, sorry to have to call you, but he said, you've stepped over the line. You've said too much. You're going to have to not say this, 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 and this anymore. And he said, if you do, we're going to do this, 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 and this. Those things I will not tell on the air what they were. That doesn't matter. The important part of all of this is that after I agreed not to talk about a few things, and let me state at this point so that you, I can't tell you what they told me not to say, but I'll put it this way. They positively are not going to open up any more oil fields in America. The Alaskan oil field, the one in Montana, the one in Utah, you are not going to see America as self-sufficient on energy. I know they'll pass this kind of bill through Congress. They'll pass that kind of bill through Congress. They'll pretend to do this and that with ethanol and everything else imaginable. It's only a charade. It's a forefront picture just so that they can make themselves look good. But they know all the time they have no intentions in doing this whatsoever. So after this gentleman finished with what he had told me I could not say anymore, I said, okay, by the way, how's your family doing? Where have you been living since I saw you 20, 25 years ago? He became rather polite. And at that point, I began to ask him some questions, such as, what's this energy price crisis? The oil, the price at the gas pump is really affecting the American economy. Where is it going? Now, I know it's going down a little bit lately. I actually expect from what he said that you're going to go back up a little bit and then plummet. So don't get your hopes up too much yet. But I couldn't guarantee that because he wouldn't give me a date. And then he said the one startling thing that I think is the crux of it all. He said, Chaplain Williams, the price of crude oil is going to $50 a barrel. That is what you can expect. Well, you can imagine my dismay. Now, understand something. The year was 1984. I was sitting in the living room of my house in Kusilov, Alaska, where I was living at the time, and the phone rang. On the other end of the line was a man of the same status as this gentleman that I'm talking about that called me a few weeks ago, and he said, Chaplain, the price of crude oil is going from $32 a barrel to $10 a barrel. Now, you think back. You'll remember it. Gold was about $800 an ounce, and it plummeted. Oil plummeted from $32 a barrel to $10. And he said, would you like people in your audiences for the next few weeks where you're speaking to think you're a prophet? And they knew me. They knew I was a chaplain. I had been with these people on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. I had lived in the same dorms with them. They had even come to my services. And so he knew who I was, and he said, I said, okay, what do you mean? He said, it's going to $10 a barrel. I knew what it would do. I knew it would decimate the Arab economy. That was even back in those days, from $32 a barrel to $10 a barrel. They didn't make it quite to 10. They made it to 11. And if you'll remember, that's exactly what happened. Well, this same gentleman, or should say a similar gentleman, they called me on the phone here a few weeks ago, said it's going to $50 a barrel. They may make it to 55, but it's going to go down there pretty close. And so I asked him, I said, how are you going to do this? This was my first intuition to ask, just off the top of my head. He said, we're going to open up two major oil fields in the world. Now, Dr. Stan, I'm so glad that you're here today. And Alex, this is positively a confirmation of the fact that this man was not misleading me. And if he wasn't misleading me about these things, then he probably is not misleading me about the other things he said either, because he said, we're going to open up an oil field in Indonesia and one north of Russia. And Dr. Stan, on Thursday of last week, you had me on your program on Friday, and it had just come out on Fox News that the USGS actually announced this huge oil field north of Russia. Dr. Stan, is that true?
That's absolutely true. And, of course, there was 90 billion barrels of oil, which is about a third of what they have in Saudi Arabia. But there's to be another oil field. This is what he told you. This is what Lindsay had told me a number of weeks ago, 7 or 8 weeks ago when we talked. And he told me exactly what had happened, and he wasn't going to go public with this, but he's able to go public with it. I think it's important that people understand that there are going to be some dramatic changes as far as the oil production, the price of oil, but we're not going to open up the oil fields here in America, and there are lots of oil fields. There's lots of things that we could do to become energy self-sufficient, and they have no intention of doing that. And one reason, I believe, is because they want to transfer the wealth of this country to other countries. We're spending at least $300 billion, maybe $400 billion a year for foreign oil. It's the greatest part of our trade deficit at the present time. And, of course, this is simply a means by which you transfer the wealth of America and the American people to other nations and the people elsewhere in the world. And I think this is at least one of the factors. But you pick up the story there, Lindsay.
Well, what we're talking about today is not a conspiracy. I just want to stress this because I live with these people. I know they literally exist. Everything that you have heard Alex Jones say, everything that you have heard Dr. Stan Monteith say over the years, listening audience, I know you haven't had the experiences that I've had, and you didn't live with these people as I did, because very few people ever had that privilege. And I consider it a privilege because I could analyze them on their own turf. But believe everything you hear Alex Jones say, every word of it. I know sometimes it sounds outlandish, but Alex, I've got to impress on your audiences this morning that they positively must believe everything that you're telling them over these years, and they've got to listen to your program every day.
Well, thank
and
you,
what's
Lindsay.
Being said, because it's the truth. These people do exist. It is not a conspiracy. It is an agenda. So now let me go to the other thing this man told me very quickly, because I know we've got a lot of other material to cover. He said, we'll open up these two oil fields. We will flood the world with crude oil. Then he said, John McCain is our man. Now, I'm just taking a few of the highlights of what this man said in about an hour and 15-minute conversation, and I was amazed that he would even take that much time with me. I don't know what they're going to do just prior to the election. But it's under my impression, even though he would not tell me what they're going to do, he did not say it was going to $50 a barrel just before the election. He didn't. He wouldn't commit himself to that. But he did say, that, I gather, with reading between the lines, something major will happen so that they can get their man in. If they have any way about it, they will. Then he said some other things that were so amazing.
We'll hear that on the other side of this quick break, Dr. Monteith and Lindsay Williams. Will it be an attack on Iran? We're going to find out in the next few months. This is a key time, ladies and gentlemen. Get the word out about the globalists and the New World Order's master plan like you never have, because people are open to the truth now, and we're going into very dark times. We need to alert as many people as we can now. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, by the way, a broadcast note for you, Webster Griffin Tarpley, who's basically out there saying Obama's the Antichrist. I say it doesn't matter either way, but we're going to have him here with us for an hour and a half, fresh back from Europe, going through all of the dirt on Obama. And we'll have guests on going over McCain, just so everybody knows there's no difference. And then, because he happened to be in town, I just learned of this late last night in the evening, Mark Quarantine was in Texas for some event and decided to drop by Brave New Books, and we were able to get a hold of him this morning. Mark Quarantine will be with us the last 30 minutes of the main show, and then for about 20 minutes into overdrive. I'd go longer, but I've got a bunch of meetings and events I have to do. I will also, a day early, go ahead and let you know whether we're having the Willie Nelson concert or not in... Well, I'll do that at about 2:24. We'll let Tarpley go. I'll let Tarpley on for an hour and 20 minutes, and then I'll let you know what's happening with the Willie Nelson situation in this show coming up at 2:40 Central Standard Time, or 40 minutes towards the end of the regular broadcast hour. Though today we're going into overdrive some, so that's important. That is coming up. I'll let you know whether that's happening or not. Going back to Lindsey Williams and... of course, Dr. Sam Monteith, in this short segment, we're going to come back and take your phone calls at 800-259-9231. Lindsey, you were saying he told you more. Go ahead.
It is literally going to decimate the Arab world when the price of crude oil goes to $50 a barrel. From 143, where the hype was, to $50 a barrel, can you imagine what it will do to the economies of the Middle East? Then they'll turn around and build two new economies, and the frightening part of them is that one of them is the very nation that we had the Cold War with. But you see, they're no different than communists anyway, because they have a communist mentality. Now, folks, every bit of this is happening not... Okay, for instance, the real estate debacle of today, the real estate problem. You think it just started today? No. This was organized, thought off, hatched up 10 to 15 years ago, when they started the option arms, the interest-only, teaser loans, outsourcing of America. This didn't just happen within the past year or two's time or the last administration. This was thought off many, many years ago, the North American Union. Now, let me just add,
they have to bankrupt our economy to fully get control of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, you have to bankrupt the bank before you take it over. I mean, put the bank in bankruptcy, put the airlines in bankruptcy with fuel, put the banks in bankruptcy with the teaser loans and the real estate problem of today, then the Federal Reserve comes in and takes them over for nothing. They literally get them for not pennies on the dollar, they get them literally for nothing. So you see, when American corporations spent $59.2 billion in China last year, it wasn't by chance. It's all by design. The United States lost 7 million textile jobs, 3 million manufacturing jobs to free trade and outsourcing. 152,000 companies have left the United States of America, and 1 million manufacturing jobs have been lost in the U.S. since President Bush took office.
Well, the federal government
is an atrocity.
The federal government gave tax incentives for companies to move offshore.
And the United States goes into debt. The other nations, at the rate of $1 trillion per year, America must attract 17% of the world's capital in any given day just to service the national economy. And, folks, some of these things, I heard them talk about the beginning stages of it back 35 years ago when I sat in their board meetings, and then they have streamlined their programs ever since then. And then 7 weeks ago when this gentleman called me and told me what he did, and on Thursday of this past week, I saw the first phase of this actually announced over Fox News. I realized these people are right on track. They know exactly what they're doing. Things like this are planned 20, 30 years in advance. The North American Union secretive meetings were being held a long time before it ever happened. And when the price of crude oil goes to $50 a barrel, the Arab world is decimated. They no longer can buy our T-bills and securities, and they have to dump their reserve currencies. Do you know what this is going to do to the dollar? Everything they want done to the dollar is going to happen right there in one sweep. It'll take the value of the dollar to practically zero. You say, oh, we'd never accept anything but the greenback. Yes, you will. When you have to take a wheelbarrow load of paper to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread, you'll beg the Federal Reserve for a new currency, and they'll be right there to give you the North American Union and a new currency. And then my last question to this gentleman, I know we're coming up on the end of the break.
We'll come back, cover that, give Dr. Monteith's analysis of what we're talking about, and take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231, truthnews.us, infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
That's the true father of rock and roll.
He used to carry his guitar in a gunny sack. Go sit beneath the tree by the railroad track. Bold engine, everything sitting in the shade. Strumming with the rhythm that the drivers made. When people passing by, they would stop and say, oh my, but that little country boy could play. Go, go.
Someday you'll be the leader of a big old band. We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. Yeah, we're in dark times, but liberty, the spirit of freedom, God's energizing spirit fills all of us that love decency and honor. And the forces of evil are making their move on every front right now. But a lot of people are waking up to evil. A lot of people are waking up to the world. And a lot of people are standing up with us, and it's a great time to be alive. I got to hear this last part.
And you will be the leader of a big old band. Many people coming from miles around to hear you play your music when the sun go down. Maybe someday your name will be in lights and Johnny be good tonight.
Yo, oh, yeah. Love it. We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. All right, back to the serious issue. It's been 5 minutes with both of you, so I want to get the calls here, calls from Canada, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, you name it, because the callers always bring up issues that we may have forgotten to cover, different angles that bring out some key info. So I love the spinning the wheel there and seeing what they'll have to say or ask. But finishing up what this big exec told you, and again, we don't normally have people on who say, somebody secretly told me and I can't tell you. But he's never talked like this. He's always put out good info. We know the pastor has really got key information. We know his one of his speeches has been number one off and on Google for 6-8 months. Tens of millions watching it. We know it was freaking him out, and we know he was threatened. And so I believe the story he's telling us. I don't know if this is going to happen the way that this exec thinks, because there are fissures and separations even in the elite. But finishing up, and then any key points Dr. Monteith wants to make?
Well, I would simply say that what Lindsay had said that he was told was that there were terrible times coming to America. And everything, of course, that Lindsay suggested are things that you and I have talked about for a long time, Alex. I think that terrible times lie ahead for America. And as horrible as it is to contemplate what's going to happen, it may be the only thing that's going to save this country. We've got to get people who are so affluent and so indifferent and apathetic to realize there's a real problem. And I think they're going to be asking before very long, I mean, how did this happen? And I hope your listeners and my listeners will be there to tell them.
Absolutely. Lindsay, just in like 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and I want to get one more comeback from Dr. Monteith, then we'll go to the calls. Other key things this individual told you.
Iran, the subject did come up. Now, I have been under the impression for a long time, and I think probably others of you have too, that we were going to have an invasion on Iran or Israel would invade Iran. Israel may invade Iran. But according to this gentleman, the best thing to do with Iran is to bankrupt them. That's right. You heard me correctly. Take it to $50 a barrel and literally destroy the economy of Iran. Thirdly, the last question. I said, what in light of all of this is going to happen to the United States of America? And I'll put it in his words. He said, we are going to see a financial collapse in America that is so great that it will take years to come out. I said, are you talking about a Great Depression? He wouldn't say that. He wouldn't allow me to put those words in his mouth. He said, America will see a financial collapse, that's exactly the way he put it, that it will take years for it to come out. Now, folks, I am so concerned because, you see, for 35 years, I've known that these people know in advance what they're going to do. Please, I beg of you, my new DVD entitled The Next 12 Months, I've tried to give all the background. I've said everything I could. I say more things than what I've said on the air today. I beg of you. The number is 800-321-2900. I've had to close down my website. Now, I mean, Alex, people don't fool around when websites mean so much to them. I had no choice when they gave me this ultimatum. 800-321-2900 is the only place you'll get it, and I beg of you, give them a call and find out the details. Alex?
Alex, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. I wanted you to come back, Dr. Monteith, and comment on what he just said about Iran.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see what's going to happen. I'm getting a lot of information from various places that at least Israel will attack Iran, and of course it'll be, it'll really draw us into the war. It won't be an invasion at all. It'll simply be an airstrike on Iran. I hope and pray that information is false, because this would be a disaster. It would inflame the entire Muslim world. And, of course, if that should happen, I really, really fear that we're going to have a war with the Muslim world. I think they've been working on it for a long time. They're working with the Christians to get us to hate the Muslims. They're working with the Muslims to get them to hate us. What better way to have a terrible, terrible war? And, of course, if we had time, we could talk about Sybil Edmonds' revelations and how this suggests to me that we're going to be moving towards a nuclear war, because, of course, Sybil Edmonds' story was that there is a secret spy ring working at the highest levels of our government that is shipping nuclear secrets and nuclear technology to Pakistan so that they can certainly get the nuclear bomb, which they have, and they can get it to the other Muslim nations. Why would our State Department be allowing that to go on? Why has these, not only the local federal courts, but even the Supreme Court of the United States said the American people cannot hear what Sybil Edmonds has to say? And I think it's because the last thing in the world that our leaders want is for the American people to realize that we are building up the best enemy money could buy in the Muslim world and Pakistan and supplying with nuclear weapons. Thank God. I just hope to God that I'm wrong.
Okay. And for those that don't know, Sybil Edmonds was working with the Pentagon and FBI on decoding transmissions. She discovered that the highest levels of the U.S. government, black ops, were, of course, working with Pakistan and other nations. And it's all come out in mainstream news, separate from the classified thing she was gagged on. But she has leaked out some info. But it's admitted that Britain, the U.S., and Israel helped arm with nukes Pakistan while they're freaking out over Iran that is nowhere near it, 7 years away. We know that they've been shipping all sorts of nukes and Davy Crockett, you know, small tacticals around frogs, as they're known. And so they can have plausible deniability. We know that George Bush Sr. shipped in 3,500 Iraqi Republican Guard trained by the CIA, put into Saddam's government. He was CIA. Then Clinton brought in another 1,000 or so to make it above 5,000. I know it was the final number. L.A. Times reported on this, ladies and gentlemen. So did other major publications, Washington Times. And those Iraqis work for the shadow government and can be used as patsies or be used as commandos to stage attacks. And if any of them get caught or killed, people will say, oh, look, it's Iraqis. So there is a huge, very dangerous operation going on here that we keep warning people about. And Sybil Edmonds, of course, decoded stuff with our government shipping and narcotics, small arms, heavy arms, anti-tank weapons, nukes, nuke parts. This is the black ops, and America is the target. Homeland Security is to bring down America and make sure the population can never get back control of the government and stop the wrecking ball being brought to the nation. We'll then be reforged as a military mercenary ground to recruit the forces to empower the world government, and we'll be a third world despotic system for then on forevermore, according to their plan. Dr. Monteith, you can concur with that analysis.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think that it's the same pattern that has been used over and over again. You go into the real background of the Second World War, it was American corporations and banks and even our own government that was building up Adolf Hitler and not only supplied him with military material he needed before the Second World War, but even during the Second World War. This is covered in the books Wall Street, The Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton, which we do carry, and then in a book by Charles Hingham, Trading with the Enemy. They supplied Adolf Hitler not only before the war, but during the war.
But those terms aren't enough. Those terms aren't enough. They built him. The British intelligence made him, just like they funded the Red Brigades and the takedown of the Tsarist Russia in 1917. All declassified, all admitted. The globalists are the most dark-hearted, duplicitous individuals you can imagine. To all the police and military, this is the final takedown of the U.S. Be aware of it. Their plan is not going well, I would add, and they're behind schedule and having some problems. So if God be with us, who can be against us? But this is serving this will lead to your destruction. You better serve liberty and freedom. I want to now go to phone calls. Bronco in Canada, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Bronco.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
My question was this. With the rise in oil prices in the U.S., and I've been listening to your guests the past few days talking about oil prices falling, why doesn't the U.S. switch its economy? And, like cars are basically the major contributor, like what people use gas for.
Why don't the social engineers give up all their power and convert to an energy that they don't control?
Yeah, you would think.
I mean, why would they give their power up? They don't. The government doesn't want what's good for you. They want to transfer wealth and power to the elite and dumb the population down.
Because I was reading right here up in Canada, we have an auto manufacturer that's been working on creating an electric car. And I was reading an article that they created a battery or something that could power a car, an electric car, to, you know, close to the same kind of specs as like a regular car. So I'm thinking to myself, why not just do that and end oil dependency right there?
The elites aren't going to.
You're being logical. None of this is logical. They don't want a solution to the problem. They want the problem. And they want to be able to, you know, keep us dependent upon, you know, get oil because they control the oil. You're looking at this thing logically. You don't look at it.
But then they know you call for real environmental reforms and things that work. Nobody's saying oil is good. And then they bring in, okay, we'll have your kids as spies tattling on you for your light bulbs. And we'll say you shouldn't eat as much food to save the environment. And we'll create new regulations and social workers involved in all your lives. Look, they've built the United States and Canada in urban sprawl. It's designed around the car. You can't reverse that. You can make cars that are electric or solar. They're going to try to frustrate, block that regulatory, buy it up, shelve it, control it, hybridize it so it's not as good or economical, slow down its implementation. This is about raping you now that they've got you dependent on fossil fuels. You understand, Bronco?
Yeah. And my second question is also, oil companies have colluded to shut down refining capacity over the past, since the 70s, if I remember correctly. Even if they flood the world market with oil, how are they going to get it to market? You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like a bottleneck at the...
That's right. Lindsay Williams' comments.
Coke bottles.
Lindsay Williams' comments on that.
The name of the game is control. Always remember that as long as you live. Don't try to analyze it. Just understand what they're doing. And in order to, when they bring it down to $50 a barrel, it's not necessarily for the purpose of what you're thinking about in refineries. They're doing this for the purpose of decimating one economy and one culture in the Middle East and making another culture, and over a period of time they'll do this. So it's not the matter of refineries. I know we haven't had a refinery built in 50 years, but this is not the issue.
You understand, Bronco, it's about shutting the oil off to the Arab nations, imploding the U.S., and then the bankers, after they've sucked the country dry, they move on to a new area to start the Ponzi scheme over again.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. You'd often think that if these guys use their, it's ingenious, really, the plan. If they'd use their powers for good, what they could accomplish.
But that would empower you, and then you would have freedom, and they wouldn't have a monopoly of power. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Boston. You're on the air worldwide.
Thank you, Alex. Couple of quick comments. You know, as far as the long-term energy plans, Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who died back in June of 2001, had written about how, you know, they've been attending meetings and they're planning for this fake peak oil crisis that we're seeing them try to implement now. And they call, they have their paid-off geochemists call it fossil fuel, the idea being that it comes from formerly living organisms and therefore it's limited quantity, which could have been, you know, and has been believed by the general public up until now. But we're now drilling and finding massive amounts of oil far deeper than any organic material has ever lived.
Yeah, 20,000 feet.
Well, 40,000 feet. Some of those Russian wells are 43,000 feet. And you know who built them? Who drilled them? We did.
Right.
Our companies went over there and drilled it. We have made Russia the second largest oil exporter in the world and the largest natural gas exporter thanks to American money, World Bank money, Eastern Asian development.
We're not allowed to drill for ours because those are government lands out west and in... And up in Alaska, only the planned economies get to grow because then all the wealth goes to the elites. Thank you for the call, Kevin. Great points that you make. Jason and Mash, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is Jason Robo. I'm a student at Humboldt State University in Northern California, political science and econ double major with a history minor. And we're supposed to be the social environmental justice institution, but our alternative energy program called SHAT is infected by Chevron, which has an inherent interest, of course, in preventing viable energy sources or alternatives. So I was going to bring up, you know, how our environmentalism is a joke and these Nazis silence us.
They get everybody concerned about the environment, which is legitimate. They give you false solutions, false crises, and now a huge police state grid.
Yeah, and then, they silence you for talking about the actual root causes. So I was curious if you could speak for a moment about the GM streetcar conspiracy, how these energy shackles were imposed in the first place.
Yeah, that's all admitted. Back in the 30s into the 40s, they got us off streetcars, built the society around cars and roads, which people liked. I'm not saying that was bad, but they did it for control, and they went in and bought up the streetcar companies and the railroad companies and shut it down. My grandmother would commute to get her master's degree in Houston. She would commute like 90 miles every day from East Texas on the weekdays to college. She got her first degree, I guess, at Baylor, same time with my other grandmother. They went to school together. What a small time it was, you know, what a small state it was then population-wise. But then, you know, there's all these photos, even when my dad was like 3-4 years old, they're great photos of my beautiful grandmother jumping out of the big bullet train from Houston being picked up by my grandfather. Those are great black and white photos. And then, yeah, they just got rid of the bullet train. And it was just, it was almost nothing for her to ride a bullet train down that went 120 miles an hour down to Houston every day.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm glad to see your articles, like the one on alcohol recently and prohibition and how that was kind of, you know, an inside job for a special interest. It's outrageous that nobody understands these things, and let alone know about Tesla so long ago, who found, like, great ways that we could power our devices.
Absolutely. We'll be right back with the final segment with our guests. And it's Webster Griffin Tarpley. And then Mark Kornke in studio right here deep in the heart of Texas. Stay with us.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Lindsay Williams and Dr. Stan Monteith. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I've been listening for a long time, but over the last couple of days, I listened to Mr. Williams there, and I watched his video, and I'm fully enlightened. And all I can say to all you is thank you all so much. Last night I had an opportunity to tell my family, you know, I told them exactly what he said. Oil's going to go down to $50 a barrel, and, you know, the economy's going to implode, and all they could think of was, wow, we're going to get cheap gas. And I'm just like, I'm just thinking to myself, don't you see it's not, you know, what's happening? But anyway, you know, I'm enlightened. There's people that when I talk to, some of them shake their head like I'm a nut, and then other people, their jaws drop, and they're going out, and they're spreading the word. And I have a funny feeling that what's going to happen is, because everything's going so fast, and like you've said many times, that they might have bitten off more than they could chew, that the people are going to wake up and revolt. And it just kind of made me think of a scripture in the Bible that many are the plans of a man's heart, but it's God's purpose that's going to prevail. But I didn't know if you guys saw this in the Asian Times. A couple days ago, there was a thing where Prime Minister Maliki wanted U.S. troops out of Iraq with a certain time, and the Bush administration and the military said, we're not leaving. And I thought about how when supposedly when we went over there to liberate them, to give them freedom, and we were going to leave when it was all done, now we don't want to go. And today, there was another piece, it was just in there today in the Asian Times, where it said, back in 2006, Prime Minister Maliki was not as strong or confident as he was back in 2008, and the Bush administration might have more problems than
it's all staged over there, and anybody that tries to actually lead their people, they will try to kill. It's clear the globalists are trying to kill Mohammed Karzai now in Afghanistan as well. So they're just constantly stabbing each other in the back. Thank you for the call. I want to thank Pastor Lindsay Williams for coming on. If anything new develops, sir, please come on. Dr. Stan Monteith, talk show host right here on GenesisRadioLiberty.com. And I want to thank both of you for spending time with us today. Lindsay, are you going to be ducking out soon? We'll never hear from you again, because you've been saying you're just going to disappear now.
Alex, you love what this gentleman said. I told him, I said, you know, our family, I've been a Baptist minister for 50 years. And this gentleman, I told him, I said, we're giving some very definite consideration to his family going back into the ministry. You'll love this, Alec. He said, well, chaplain, he said, you did a great job for us up there in Prudhoe. He said, I wish you the very best. He said, I think that would definitely be a wise decision for both you and for us. He said, it's a great idea. And he said, God bless you. You know, I thought, God bless America, George Bush. What God?
God of this world,
the power of this air, or the true and living God.
Absolutely. God of this world, we know who that is, and they know who it is, too. Thank you, Lindsay Williams. Thank you, Dr. Monteith. We'll talk to you both soon.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You bet.
Yeah, Alex.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now going into hour number three with Webster, Griffin, Tarpley.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.